The Johnson Wax Building in Racine, the Greek Church in Wauwatosa, Taliesin near Spring Green, just some of the prominent Wisconsin examples of the work of Frank Lloyd Wright. Around the time of World War II, Wright gave a lecture in Neshota about quality design.
Quality is the word, isn't it? Quality is what we look for and what we want to feel in everything we come in contact with today, if we can. And in architecture, most of all.
Milwaukee Art Museum chief curator Brady Roberts says Wright designed high-quality work for most of his life, and that merits a major art exhibition.
Well, here you see so many of his designs over so many decades, and it's really staggering that one individual was so imaginative and original year after year, decade after decade.
Roberts says there are about 150 objects on display. They include drawings, scale models, furniture, home movies of Wright, and a video. Various types of buildings that Wright helped create, homes, workplaces, and churches are represented. Roberts says the title of the exhibition, Frank Lloyd Wright, Organic Architecture for the 21st Century, attempts to highlight Wright's use of nature in his designs.
He was born during the horse and buggy era, died during the nuclear era, yet he remained true to these principles of organic architecture, and they actually allowed him a great deal of design freedom because he was responding to the locale, to the environment. He was drawing inspiration from nature.
Assistant museum curator Mel Buchanan says the exhibition also shows the process Wright went through to revise his designs.
We have many rare drawings from the Frank Lloyd Wright Foundation in Scottsdale. These drawings will show, you know, things that he may have changed his mind on, where the ideas came from.
Not everyone agrees that Wright was a green architect. Some say his horizontal prairie-style designs encouraged others to build suburban ranch-style homes that are part of the growth of urban sprawl. Near the front of the gallery, Mel Buchanan shows a large model Wright created called Broadacre City.
And this was done to accompany his ideas for basically suburban areas, the integration of urban areas with rural environments.
Buchanan says Wright came to believe that every family needed their own acre of land. However, she says...
Well, but he planned it beautifully. So I think that's maybe the difference between using a sometimes negative term like urban sprawl. That to me indicates there's no thought to it. It's just moving mindlessly.
The Milwaukee Art Museum exhibition about Frank Lloyd Wright is housed in the addition to the building designed by another famous architect, Santiago Calatrava. That lakefront venue, looking part like a bird and part like a boat, has its own iconic status. But museum officials say Calatrava borrowed design ideas from Wright and argue that the Wright exhibition doesn't get lost inside the Calatrava. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.